and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, I've said this before, that personal evangelism is personal. That's what you and I do as people of God, as an individual. We personally give out the Word of God. We personally witness to individuals about the saving power of Jesus Christ. And I've said this before, that He makes a way for us, that He never asks us to do more than we can do. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Did you ever see someone who was, they were dead and they stood up and they started talking? Now, you may have heard some fairy tales, I call it, about someone who's died and they get up and start talking. But I've never seen a person get out of the casket and start talking and letting people know that, hey, look, I've arrived. I've come back from the dead and I'm here. Well, God doesn't ask for that dead person to speak. He's asking us who are living to speak. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. There's only one way to be holy, and that's to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. Wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He doesn't ask us to do more than we can do. Well, once again, how do we really do this? What can I point to help us to understand that we can do what God wants us to do? And I believe that when we look at Psalm chapter 1, we see a key to this about how we can serve God with a reasonable service, which is reasonable. Psalm 1 in verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We're not to be as the unsaved. We're not to walk as the unsaved. And we're not to listen to their counsel as such about things of God. We are to listen to God. Because the next verse in Psalm 1, verse 2 says about this man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the Word of God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Well, people need to get saved. And when they get saved, they need to get into the Word of God. And that Word needs to become the delight of their heart. In verse 3 of Psalm 1, it says, and he shall be, now this is the person who delights in the law of the Lord, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, what does a tree mean? What comes forth from a tree? Let's think of an orange tree or an apple tree. What comes forth? Well, of course, we have fruit-bearing trees. And the Bible here is likening the person who's in the Word of God to a tree, if you would. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that what? That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Not only do we have the promise of God that we can go out and tell others about Jesus Christ, and he's going to be there, and it's his word that does it. And when we get into his word, and we hide it in our hearts, and we delight in it in our hearts, in our innermost being, and we will be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit. In his season, God has promised us success in going out. It says, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, many times we get in our minds that as we go forth and we witness for the Lord, we don't see a result right away. Sometimes it takes more than one time to witness to a person for them to understand that Jesus saves, that they too can know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Or maybe it's someone else comes behind us. Remember, Paul the Apostle likens this to a planter. One plants and one harvests. One plants and another waters. And then a harvest comes. Well, many times I believe that happens with people we witness to. We go out and we tell them about Jesus Christ, how that they can be saved. And they don't get saved right then, possibly. Maybe they do, and that's great. But sometimes they don't get saved right then. And then someone comes behind us and they may tell them the same thing, and that person may refuse to get saved again. And then another person, maybe we come back, and we come back and we tell them once again how that Jesus loves them. And many times we get surprised because that person will bow their head and ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart. One plants, one waters, and one harvests. But our lives will be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in season, in the time that God has said people need to get saved right now. And we will be like that tree when we get into the Word of God and we let God nourish us. He nourishes us with the Word. We become stronger. And then we start realizing it's our reasonable service, that there's nothing too hard for God. And He will never give us something that's too hard for us to do. We need to get busy for the Lord, telling other individuals about Jesus Christ. Revelation 22 and verse 17 says this, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." That person who needs Jesus Christ today, they need to know that they can take the water of life freely, that there's no charge for it. And many times people get in their minds that all churches are after is money, that many times people get in their minds that if they pay money into a church, they're going to be saved. Many times people get the idea that if they join a certain religion, a certain church, that they will be saved. But we need to remind people that they need to take the water of life, and it's free. It doesn't mean that you have to join a certain church or anything in order to be saved. You must let Jesus Christ come in. And that's what we need to get across to people. Let me read that verse again, Revelation 22:17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come." We are to tell people to come to the Lord. "And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." It's free for everybody. Whosoever will. Whosoever will take the water of life, and whoever wants it, they can be saved. Let him take the water of life freely. Now notice this. There are certain I ams in certain scriptures. Notice this, the I ams of personal evangelism. Romans chapter 14, and we're going to start reading with verse 16, or verse 14. Romans 1, verse 14 first. Paul the Apostle said, "I am debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians." It makes no difference who it is. He says, I'm a debtor to them, both to the wise and to the unwise, both the smart people and people who are not so smart. "So as much as in me is," notice the words, "I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." Notice verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Paul says, "I am debtor." He says he owes something. He owes. He wants to do something for the Lord. "I am ready," he says. And then he says, "I am not ashamed." We should never be ashamed to stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. never to be ashamed for the gospel of Christ that is able to seek and to save those who are lost. We need to be giving out that gospel to the lost people of this world. Notice, he says, I am debtor. Well, how can those of us who have been recipients of God's glorious good news not feel burdened and obligated to pass it on to others? God's been so good to us that he has saved us from a devil's hell, and we are now on our way to heaven because we trusted Jesus Christ. We're recipients of God's glorious good news. We should have that burden to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. Paul felt such a great obligation. He sensed a gospel duty. He had a debt to pay to every unsaved person. He owed the gospel to all men. This is what the verses are teaching us. At one point in his life, Saul of Tarsus felt an obligation to persecute every Christian. This was something that he seemed to live to want to do. This is what he lived for, was to persecute Christians. But later, he felt an obligation to preach to every creature, as Christ instructed believers in Mark 16:15, where it says, this is to you and I now, every believer, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I've said this before. Sometimes we think that, we give to missions and, we pay into missions and we say, well, that we're helping missionaries to go forth. Well, that's my duty. I'm finished with it. I'm going into all the world. Well, why don't you start in your world? Start giving out the gospel, telling others about Jesus Christ. Just simply because we support missions and missionaries, we still have the great privilege of going forth and spreading the good news that Jesus saves. We are people who have been saved by grace. And Paul said, I am debtor. We are debtors. We will never be able to repay Jesus Christ what he's done for us, but we can go out and we can spread the good news that Jesus saves. Paul also said, he said, I am ready. I ask you the question, are you ready? Are you prepared to give out a tract or a word for your Savior? Paul was willing, ready and eager to preach God's good news. And Paul gladly and willingly and eagerly preached Christ. Paul was willing and desirous to preach the gospel. He was ready and prepared, and he did it eagerly and gladly. Let me remind you, Psalm 1, it says that that man who is in the Word of God, he's going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. And he's going to bring forth fruit in his season. And our season is right now. You and I live in the greatest time ever. Now, the world may not be in such good shape, and we know it's going to get worse eventually, but we live in the best time that there ever was. And you say, how is that? It's because you and I are alive right now. We're able to go out and we're able to share Jesus Christ with this lost and dying world. This is the greatest time in our lives because we are alive, and we're able to tell others about Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am ready. Are you ready? Are you prepared to give out a tract or a word for your Savior? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, get in the Word of God. Let God speak to you through his Word. I can speak to you constantly and tell you that you need to be a personal soul winner, personally evangelize for the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's the Word of God that really gives you the instruction of going out and giving you the opportunity to know more about your Savior. When you get in the Word, you know more about your Savior, and you know that God is going to save people when you go out and you sow the seed.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.